Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall is separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, I don't know an adjective to describe my guest. Red hot, it's too tame. My guest is Steve Hill. I met Steve for the first time at the great Brownsville, Pensacola, Florida revival, and we've been friends ever since. But for those that aren't that familiar with him, I'm going to take you back to the beginning. Steve, just briefly, how did you become a drug addict?
I became a drug addict, and first of all, it's great to be with you, Sid. You're one of my dearest, dearest friends, and I admire the fact that you believe in the supernatural. Any Christian that does not believe in the supernatural, I question whether or not they even believe in Jesus. But to answer your question, I became a drug addict due to a desire to experience something more than just a normal everyday life. I was raised in a military family, middle to upper class, and I was caught up in the whole hippie scene many, many years ago, and it sucked me into a world that I thought I would never make it out of. I was a mainliner, which is a needle-using dope addict, arrested 13 times, and it's a miracle that I am alive today, Sid. So that's a little bit of what
I saw the before picture, and I mean, what a transformation! You were headed towards an early death on an express train, and you know what I like about you, Steve? That same zeal that you had for drugs, you have that for God now.
I'm glad, Sid. I'm so glad you see that, because I see the same parallel, okay? I was bananas for the devil. I did anything he wanted me to do. When I became a Christian, I immediately became a fanatic. Immediately. It wasn't days or weeks or months. I sold out to Jesus, and I've been sold out for decades. And I want to encourage anyone that's listening today, I mean really listening, you're tuned in, to sell out to him totally. Because if you walk the fence, straddle the fence, and live a lukewarm life, you will never, ever experience what the Lord has for you.
Steve, I'm reminded of the scripture in Revelation. I'd rather you be hot or cold, but this goes against most people's theology, but these are the words of Jesus. I'd rather you be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, and in the Greek it says, I'll vomit you out of my mouth. Goes against a lot of theology of today.
Listen, Sid, yesterday I was out and with my wife, and we were doing some shopping, and I always witness everywhere I go, and I was talking to a man about Jesus. I always say, do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? I don't ask them if they go to church and stuff like that, because that just prolongs their lies. And so he goes, yes, I do. And I said, don't lie to me. And he looked at me, and he goes, sir, I'm not lying to you. He said, let me tell you something. If I lied to you, I will probably end my life in a burning hell. Mm. I said, hey, good for you, Revelation 21:8.
Hey, Steve, I've got to take you back. Did you have a long, drawn-out withdrawal from your heroin habit?
No, sir.
Tell me what happened.
What happened was I received Christ through a Lutheran minister. He came to my house, led me to the Lord. 2 weeks later, I went to jail. Yes, I went through times when you're a drug addict and you're not doing drugs anymore, you go through, you know, violent times mentally and all, but at this particular time, I wasn't using vials and vials of morphine every day and running up, you know, all kinds of coke and all. And so 2 weeks later, I went to jail for some old warrants. I sat in jail for 3 months. And while in jail, the Lord really dealt with me. And a man came up, spoke to me about a program called Teen Challenge. And the judge said this to me, Sid, in the courtroom. He said, "This is against my better judgment, but I am probating you to a program called Teen Challenge." And then he said, "If you mess up one time, I'm going to put you into prison for 25 years. Do you understand?" And I said, "Yes." Then I said, "Your Honor." And he said, "Shut up. I don't want to hear a thing from you. Get out of my courtroom." Because I had been arrested so many times. So I went to Teen Challenge, and then I just got deeper and deeper into the things of God, brother. Got around David Wilkerson and Leonard Ravenhill. And, man, they changed my life, man.
Okay. You've had many encounters with the Lord, but I have to believe that when you went to Argentina, that's when you moved into a new realm with the Lord. Tell me about that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. When I my wife and I moved to Argentina, and that's a story in itself, but we moved to Argentina and lived there for 7 years during the Great Argentine Revival. And this is back in 84 when I first went to Argentina. And I had never seen anything like it. And for those who had never heard of the Argentine Revival, I'm sad. It really breaks my heart because I watched with my own eyes millions of people get saved, not through my ministry, through everyone's ministry.
I mean, it was the most phenomenal thing. You could go to any church in town and you would see the altars filled. I mean, of any type of church, I've never seen anything like that before.
No, it swept across denominational lines. I was getting calls from Baptists, Episcopalian. I mean, they were saying, "Come and preach." And I'm going, "Dear God, I don't have the time."
People were listening about it on the radio and would jump into cabs and go to churches because they wanted to be saved.
Oh, brother, not only... It's so funny you're saying that. Part of that revival, there were so many people getting hit by the power of God, you know, having Saul of Tarsus experiences, that the cabs would line up outside the churches. They would line up just for blocks and blocks, picking up the slain in the Lord because they couldn't make their way back home.
And
I know you do, Sid, but others, if you don't believe in that, that's another sad story because there's nothing like being touched by God. Everyone needs to have an encounter with the Lord.
Steve, I have to ask you. Is it too late for America, or do you see a potential for that type of revival in America?
I am very optimistic for this nation, and the only reason I've sort of given up on my generation. I'm 59, you know, and I'll be preaching if the Lord allows me to for another 20, 30 years, and I'll be preaching hard and heavy. But what I'm doing now, Sid, is I'm counseling and mentoring young men and women. They're coming to my house, and my wife and I are raising them up. We also have a church here in Dallas, but I love the personal contact. So, yes, they're going after God. They want to see this country changed. And if Jesus can do it with a dozen, so can we.
Look, if Argentina can get it, we can get it in the U.S. Our country was founded on God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what happened to – tell me one experience when you got really zapped by God in Argentina.
Well, one of them was when I went to see a man by the name of Carlos Anacondia, and Carlos is an owner of a nuts and bolts factory, and he started holding crusades, and they grew, not Carlos. The crusades, you know, they just grew in front of them. And, you know, I would go to the crusades, and there'd be 15,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000. It was just amazing. Went on forever, like for year after year after year. And the services, Sid, were 5 to 7 hours. So let me answer your question. One night, I went up to Carlos.
So wait a second. You just described to me God-sensitive. We understand in America seeker-sensitive. But you just told me what is God-sensitive. But go ahead.
Oh, brother, you're exactly right. Anyway, I went up to Carlos, and I was in a suit, had a tie on, and I looked, man, I looked, you know, straight out of GQ. And I looked at the I looked at him in the face, and I said, "Carlos," and I hit myself on the forehead, which means, you know, pray for me. And he reached out, laid his hands on me. And I was hit by the power of God. Now, I've had experiences, brother, but I've had only several like this. I was hit by the power of God, and I fell backwards into a puddle of mud. I mean, my suit was ruined.
That was not a courtesy fall. Okay, go ahead.
My suit was ruined, but my spirit was saved, man. And after that, it was all she wrote, man. We just kept going up more after God, fasting, praying, and then we started seeing the power coming down, and I don't know, the rest is history.
Now, the reason I'm interviewing you, and God does this to me every once in a while, I wish it would happen always, is you have got an absolute word from God for this generation, and it's life or death. And I'm interviewing you because you have a brand new book. We've got it available. It's not in the bookstores yet. It's called Spiritual Avalanche, subtitled The Threat of False Teaching That Could Destroy Millions. And literally, it could kill millions, but it doesn't have to be you. And this book develops the vision that God gave Steve. It was in color. It was an open vision, and we'll get into that a little later on in the week. But it's really scary, because when I read that vision, just a paragraph about it, I put it immediately on my Facebook, because everyone has to understand this and understand how diabolical the devil is. But there's an avalanche coming, and millions are going to die. And we'll be talking about it this week. And then I'm equally excited, because if you don't demonstrate the power of God, then you don't have anything to show this world. And we have five of Steve Hill's CDs called Operating in the Miraculous. Steve is a miracle, and we'll get into that in a little while. He shouldn't be talking to me right now, because he should be in heaven, but there's more work for him to do, and that's why he's talking to me. So I urge you to get a hold of this book and the five CDs, so that you're going to get off of your seat and start doing the works of Jesus, because I know that Jesus is coming back soon. And we're bonusing a very unique DVD, which was done as we did our television show and ministry time at our School of Mentoring, available for a gift of $45. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural!, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.